neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Allow me to covenant with Noah that anytime that he's not pleased with his creation, he made a sign. So what was the sign?
Rainbow.
So what does a rainbow mean?
Hashem was angry.
No.
Keshet also.
No. The rainbow means that Hashem says, I'm supposed to bring flood. I don't bring it. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. So how do you say flood in Hebrew?
Mabul.
So why doesn't Hashem show a mem in Shamayim? Mem? So we know there's a mabul. No? Everybody understands.
Warning sign,
you mean? Yeah. Warning sign. Yeah, the Cheshit is a warning sign. But many people, as we discussed about it, is it the real covenant? Is a different one, as we explained. So Hashem sends a mem, that's it. So everyone says, oh, supposed to come Mabul. Hashem holds his anger, and that's it. No? Say what?
Why the rainbow is so colorful? It's so many colors and so...
The colorful, usually you talk about mincha time.
Okay.
So the question here is, why we have such a sign? That's the question. Instead of to be frank, rock, straightforward, show us a mem, capital mem, or regular mem, or whole mabul, that's it. If Hashem can make, I'm sorry, the rainbow, so he can, like the helicopter, you know, the ride, whatever. So he can show a mem, and that's it.
Hashem wants to hint at nothing.
Hint?
Yes, that's
what mem is also a hint, no? But what the keshet means, anyway? So what has anything to do with Hashem being angry? What's the connection? The keshet is beautiful. People take a picture, you know, you have it on these postcards, no? Who would think that the rainbow is a sign of anger? You go ask a non-Jew here outside. No. And say, what do you think of the gifts? Beautiful. No? Yes?
Yeah.
What has anything to do with anger? No?
So it's showing anger from Hashem?
Yes. Rainbow. Yes, yes. You have to say beracha. Yes, you have to say beracha. So chela berit. Yes, you have to say beracha. That Hashem is angry. What do you mean angry? It's so beautiful colors, no? So now, what does keshet means? Keshet means?
Bow.
What do we use the bow for?
To show something.
For arrow. Bow is used for arrow. So now, bow and arrow is used for what?
Hunting.
For going against enemy hunting, right? Good. So now, if Hashem is angry, should the bow be this way or this way?
Downward.
Downward. Should the bow be this way? It should be the other way, no?
Yeah, it must be like this.
So that means Hashem is angry. He says, oh, I'm angry at you. No? Yes?
Yes.
So how come it's this way?
Because he loves us too much. He's still points goes
and he said that you are shooting me.
No. So even though that you're pointing up toward Hashem, Hashem is holding his anger, right? Yes? That's how we can learn. So that's why there is no mem. There is a keshet. Why? Because Hashem wants to teach us, see, you're disobeying me. You're not listening to me. You're pointing the arrow toward me. Well, I'm holding my anger. Good? So here we learn, even though that the bow be pointed toward Hashem, Hashem holds his anger. Hashem is Rahman. Hashem has a lot of mercy. Remember what you said in Shema when the Chazan was very quiet? What do you say? Bechara? Af?
Hashem.
Bechara? Af? Af? Hashem? What does Hashem represent? Chesed? No.
Mercy.
Mercy? So if one to say that Hashem is angry, you should have Kharaf, Hashem Kharaf, Elohim. Which one? So how come says Hashem? You never noticed? He said, V'charaf Elohim b'chem. But come says, V'charaf Hashem. Because we hear, even though we got used to it, we don't realize, even though that Hashem is angry, but it's only the anger through His
love
and rachamim. That's why we don't say, V'charaf Elohim. We say, V'charaf Hashem. Because his anger is not like us. No, she's selfish. We want things. And you disrespected me. No, Chas v'Shalom. His anger is only and only because for our
benefit.
For our benefit. That's why we see here this covenant. The bow is toward the Bono Sheolam. Hashem says, okay, fine. Let's work it out. Let's get rid of it. It's not that, you know, you hold grudges and say, no, you know, it's not like this. And, you know, you become stubborn and you don't let go. Ribono Shel Olam wants to work it out with you. So that means anytime that we feel that is a charon, it's only through the love of Hashem. Now, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem wants to make things stuck, doesn't want to let it go. There's no such a thing. He wants us to realize there's something that you need to fix. That's all. That's all there is to it. And when you come to your senses, you know, okay, I'm to work on, you know, whatever that needs to be fixed. And you see, it's going to be a beautiful rainbow. Everything is going to come out, b'zad Hashem, with Yeshuot and b'zad Hashem, Ge'ula Shelema. Hashem is like, you
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.